This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. On a day like today, markets tumbling and talk of recession in the air, you invoke 2008 and the Great Recession with some hesitation. But don't look at me. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is the one doing the invoking. The CFTC regulates futures and options market contracts that help set prices for everything from agriculture to manufacturing. And the CFTC has set up a task force to, and this is their language, identify climate change-related market and financial risks. Systemic risks would be my addition there. Commissioner Rostine Benham is taking point at the CFTC on this one. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. Great to be here.
You compare the conceivable damage from climate change to the markets to what happened in 2008 in the financial crisis. Why?
So I think one of the most important lessons from 2008 was contagion and interconnectedness. And by that, I mean we had a housing bubble that built up and popped into 2008, and then we had a lot of outside factors contributing to what became a global financial crisis. And one of the big lessons was contagion, how an isolated incident crossed all elements of the financial system. As we're seeing more extreme wildfires out west, or floods in the Midwest, or hurricanes in the Southeast and by the Gulf, we have to be thinking about what contagion might occur down the road.
So give me a for instance. Help me understand how climate disruption would affect, I don't know, like corn futures or something else, hog, you know, pork bellies, whatever, and how that's going to become a systemic problem.
So thinking about the flooding in the Midwest and the tornadoes that we experienced this past spring, you have farmland, you have homes, you have businesses that are still literally underwater and recovering from the floods. So tied to all of these are personal mortgages or commercial mortgages, or in the case of a farmer, farm loans, you know, related to purchasing truck equipment or seed or any number of other inputs that a farmer needs. When this land is not able to be used, there's going to be an asset impairment which could affect the lender. In that case, you could have a potentially a regional bank or a national bank that has a series of loans that are not being paid back. And if they're not being paid back, I think it's important that regulators start to think about what risk and what risk exposure those financial institutions have.
You can, by virtue of your position, get other high-level regulators on the phone. You can get CEOs of Wall Street banks on the phone. You can talk to people running the big companies in the various fields that you regulate. What do you hear from them? Are they receptive and understanding, or do they think maybe you're not quite on point?
I actually think there's been quite a receptive ear. I think when folks really realize what's going on in the environment with respect to these climate events, they understand the risk to their businesses. And I think there absolutely is a space for a sort of public-private partnership to occur where policymakers and private institutions can start thinking about a path forward that works for everyone, works for business and the economy, but also lays out a smart, thoughtful, measured approach to policy and the things that folks need to be doing on an individual basis to address and think about the risks that we face ahead.
Has to be pointed out here that you are a Democratic member of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. President Trump appointed you because he had to appoint a Democrat by statute. Yet the president and many of his advisors and many Republican members of Congress poo-poo climate change is not too harsh a way to put that. Are you spitting into the wind here?
I may be, but quite frankly, I'm going to focus on what I can do as a commissioner. I don't think this is a partisan issue. I think it's an issue that all Americans could be thinking about and care about deeply because it affects our personal lives. It affects our business relationships and it affects, you know, the economy at a great level. And I think we can come out with some really solid recommendations that hopefully can be used as this data and science sort of catches up with us in the years and decades to come.
Rostine Benham, he's one of five commissioners on the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Commissioner, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Kai.